Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
I'm calling through because, A, I wouldn't say we're going to talk about the who. I mean, that's just kind of a given. I understand you have an allergy, but, I mean, you go to a rock concert and you know that's what people do. I mean, they drink and they're going to smoke pot. So
it's gonna happen.
For him to talk to his fans that way is just a little out of control.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could understand his frustration if he's up there trying to sing, especially being 70-something years old, and then people are smoking the weed and he loses his voice, and then people are like, Roger Daltrey lost
his voice. Yeah, my daughter sings, my son's a guitarist, and he's also allergic to peanuts and shellfish, so I have to carry an EpiPen, so I know what allergies are like, but I also understand the industry you're in.
Whoa. Your husband, your son's allergic to penis?
And peanuts. And shellfish, peanuts, not penis. I hope he's allergic. Well, no, I wouldn't want to say that.
Wait, are you saying penis?
Peanuts, like lagoons, like peanuts, like the nuts.
But you're not saying peanuts, you're saying peanuts.
Peanuts, exactly, peanuts, not penis.
Wait,
I don't know if
which one is your husband, I mean your son, I'm sorry. Which one is your son allergic to?
Peanuts and shellfish.
Drew, what are you allergic to?
What am I allergic to?
I'm allergic
to vagina.
Oh, you are not. You still are not. I can tell you.
I'm not, actually.
And then I was talking about Take It Back Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Because I called in, and I've listened to you for 3 years, and I finally got the nerve to call 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the Dallas Cowboy guy, the guy that was retired, and he was gay and moved in his girlfriend. And I called about my husband, and that Friday he was turning 50, and I said how amazing he was about letting my ex-husband actually live with us and give him a job.
I remember
and
that.
You're like, you so deserve this something for it. I didn't even call him for tickets. I just called to talk to you because, like, you're my three
Saratoga Sally.
And you never, you just like hung up on me at the end because we started talking about the Pleasure Dome and you never gave me anything. And I'm like, I finally got the nerve to call, and he offered it to me, and I didn't even call for anything, and he didn't even give me anything.
Man, what a jerk I am. I'll never do that again, I promise.
I still listen to
Take
you.
Take it easy. 727-579-1025. Let me give you something nice. Let's take this phone call, and then we've got Seth's stuff. Hello, caller?
Yes.
Hi.
This is Kelly, not Sally.
What'd you do with Sally?
I don't know. You called me Sally, and I played that thing, and then two callers called in and said that they heard me on Mike Helsa. Yeah. Yes, I did call Mike Helsa last week. And like when I talked to you 2 weeks ago, I told you I listened to him in the morning and you. I didn't call in. You didn't offer prizes. You called about awkward living situations and you offered me tickets.
Sure. Yeah, no, this is all well and good, but I'd rather talk about your son's penis allergy. How does he go to the bathroom?
It's not if penis. He's... And where do you guys get Sally? My name is Kelly. And then, like, for your two callers to call in,
right.
Obviously they also listen to Mike and you,
good.
Like I do.
That's,
too.
We like
those
that.
Are the times I run my kids. So I'm sorry that afterwards, when he said that he had a bunch of lame callers and nobody was calling in and he was offering tickets, since I didn't get them from you, I did call in. And so I want to make sure there was no conflict that if you did give me tickets, because I didn't know if you did send me tickets or if I had to pick them up, I didn't know because you offered them and it just disconnected afterwards. So when he was like, hey, you know, we got a bunch of prizes to give away, somebody call in. So when I called in, I wanted to make sure. So obviously, and then for them to say I'm whoring myself out to a radio station.
Who said that?
You've never... The callers afterwards, after
terrible.
You played the Sally girl.
Awful.
That girl, yes. And then you said, too, and you said, I like people that tell on people, and she's a whore.
Oh, my so God. I can't believe that someone would say such a thing. That's awful. Let's talk about the allergy. When your son unzips his fly and he touches his own penis, does he break out into hives with his penis allergy?
He's a 17-year-old senior, so I don't want to know what he does with his penis.
But he has a penis allergy.
No, he has a peanut allergy, just like my name is Kelly, not Sally. And even your listeners have it wrong.
I got you, Sally.
So if they're paying so much attention,
yeah, I got
you need to pay attention to my name.
Right on, Sally.
If
I got you.
If it sticks in their head, sure. I mean, that much, that I called in twice, I mean, in 5 years.
Well, you do have an unmistakable voice. And by unmistakable, I mean unbelievably irritating. But I love you. You sound wonderful, like
That's
a really nice
so
girl.
Sweet. I know. I'll tell you what.
What?
See,
telling somebody that they whore themselves out. Be very careful what you say to people.
I know, right? That is reprehensible. Why? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I know.
Am I going to develop a penis allergy?
No, but I'll be careful. I don't think, maybe you might get peanuts because I don't think you're getting laid enough. And maybe that's why you're so nasty.
Oh my
goodness. Maybe
you
should make up with that girl and make it good.
No, I don't want to. We're just having some fun here, honey. There's no animosity. We're just having a good time on the radio.
There is when you're calling me a whore and my son listens to the radio station. That's a problem.
Oh, the poor little penis allergy boy is listening to the show. Your penis allergy will get better, young man.
Don't call me whore. You have a child, and my son is very gifted and a great kid. So when he listens to your show, and I call in and tell you how great it is, and I finally get the balls to call 3 weeks ago and say something to you, just call in about how great my husband was to let my ex-husband live with me, you offer me tickets and then you call me a whore afterward?
Oh my God, who does that? What an awful thing to do. Listen,
and you think you're a great father? Is that how you parent your child?
No, good God, no. I don't let him talk to whores.
Yeah, I thank you. Thank God.
You're
I
welcome.
Not.
Yeah,
you
no, I tell my son, do not talk to whores. And if you get on the radio and there's some whore on the radio who's just trying to get prizes named Sally, you don't want to give her prizes, even though she's going to use her son's penis allergy as a way to try to play for sympathy.
I'm not playing penis allergy. I said peanut allergies. That's why people, I understand that he's got allergies, but he runs by a rock band. That wasn't sympathy. I'm not asking for no sympathy.
You're not asking for no
sympathy. $280 for an EpiPen 2 times a year. What sympathy am I asking for?
Hold on 1 second. An EpiPen? You can get rid of a penis allergy with EpiPens?
No, a peanut allergy. You just obviously can't hear the way you just can't talk to people properly.
What?
Thank God Mike's right. I swear to God, if you take over mornings, it will be the worst. I hope he renews his contract.
God, me too. I don't want to get up
that's
here.
That's what he even said.
Listen, let
and
me
you
put
know,
that
that's
to
That's so
rest.
Funny because sure. He didn't even refer to you as penis. He referred to you as a D-I-C-K, which I totally agree with now.
Me too.
So you just lost this listener. And let me tell you what, the rest of your listeners that listen to him in the morning need to get my damn name right. It's Kelly, not Sally. It's not penis. It's peanut.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft, up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.